The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, Rishi Sunak has announced his plan to reintroduce national service for 18-year-olds if he wins the general election. He believes this will create a renewed sense of pride. And young royals, including Prince George and Princess Charlotte, would not be exempt from the scheme. I'm joined now by Enda Brady, TV presenter with TRT World News. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, what kind of lunacy was this?
That's exactly what everyone is saying here today. Look, of all the many problems in British life right now, I think bringing in national service, it's not going to reduce anyone's mortgage payments. It's not going to bring the cost of living crisis to an end. It's not going to reduce the hospital waiting list, and it's not going to stop migrant boats coming across illegally from France. So you do question just who is advising Rishi Sunak, because this is not a vote winner.
Mm. What do you believe is truly behind it? I mean, the idea of let's put backbone into the young people, let's get them all square bashing, let's give them military skills, let's give them a pride in the flag. Is it about kind of eliminating job culture? Is that what's behind it?
I think what's driving this, you've got a breakaway Conservative Party called Reform UK, which figurehead is Nigel Farage, who's decided that he's not standing in the election, but he seems to be getting an awful lot of airtime with his opinions. And I think what's really kind of irritating Sunak is a lot of older Conservative voters in their 70s and 80s are looking at Reform UK and are thinking that we'll vote for them. Now, they're currently polling about 15%. Sunak knows he's in the fight of his life. And if 15% of the Conservative vote goes to another breakaway, even more right-wing party, I think what he's doing with this national service policy is red meat for the older Conservative voters who think this is a great idea. And he's trying to give them something to persuade them to somehow vote for him.
Yeah, and this older cohort are well out of the reach of the conscription.
Oh, precisely. Yeah, look, as a policy, it's never going to happen because, if the polling is to be believed, he's 24 to 25 percentage points behind Keir Starmer. Starmer is hammering the message, time for change. That's his slogan for this election. He's so far ahead in the polling. He's talking about growing the economy, reducing the hospital waiting list, stopping the boats coming over, and recruiting more teachers. You know, he's talking about things people are interested in. Whereas, you know, my young lad, Dunica, he said to me the other day, he said, Dad, can't even get kids to go to school. You know, they're not going to be running in their thousands and hundreds of thousands to sign up for British military service. It's just not going to happen in the modern world.
All right. So that's a dead in the water policy, and campaigning continues. The campaign hasn't really caught fire yet, I would suspect, though.
No, it's very early. Look, this is the first full week now. So Sunak is in North London today, and Starmer is down in Sussex with his maiden speech of the campaign. So just to give you an insight into how rapid Labour reacted the other day. So Sunak, in the rain, called the election, and you know, everyone is in unison on this, that it looked terrible, really, the optics of it, the rain, the Tony Blair song pumping out from the street outside. It was so badly managed. My wife got a train from London to High Wycombe 1 hour after that announcement. Labour had canvassers on the platform handing out Keir Starmer leaflets within an hour. And it had obviously been well briefed and planned and printed in advance, but it had a breaking news logo at the top of the leaflet, Starmer's face and the words "Time for Change."
Now, moving on to the royal family, and King Charles and Camilla turned up at the Chelsea Flower Show.
They did. So I think what's going on behind the scenes is he's obviously doing very well with the cancer treatment and is eager to be seen. And I think he's got the words of his late mother ringing in his ears, where she always said that you had to be seen to be believed, which is why she always wore very colourful dresses. So even from a distance, people would see that's the monarch, that's the queen. So what he's doing, making a return to public life, really. So Chelsea Flower Show last week, very safe environment. The royals and the celebs go in a day before the public, so it was very, very safe and sterile, secure environment. I think there's some big horse race meetings coming up. You've got the Derby coming this weekend. You've also got Royal Ascot. He has a very good horse that he inherited, Desert Hero, from his mother. and that stands a great chance of winning big prizes this summer. So I think you will see him make a return to, you know, public life and high profile events, and the public will lap it up here.
All right. Meantime, two other scandals, you know, long running scandals. The tainted blood scandal still makes headlines, but particularly the post office scandal and the testimony of the CEO, Paula Venables, which was quite extraordinary. I mean, you'd expect her to be well briefed and well prepared, but she did not appear to be such.
She didn't appear to know anything. And I mean, so a few schools of thought on this. I mean, was she deliberately not answering questions, or in an attempt to, you know, if there is criminal prosecutions on this, is she not leaving herself, you know, liable that down the line someone might say in a court of law, but this is what you told the inquiry? She didn't seem to have a handle on anything. She didn't have answers that didn't cross my desk. My team didn't tell me. She just looked, she came across as utterly inept, which she clearly isn't, to be earning at the level she has earned for a very long time. I thought it was utterly shambolic. She was giving evidence for 3 days. She did cry, but you got the impression that there were big crocodile tears for herself and her reputation, notwithstanding the fact that 80-plus people went to prison who had done nothing wrong. She had been told time and time again that this IT Horizon system had 600 bugs in it, and yet they ploughed on with prosecuting their own people, at least four of whom took their own lives. People went bankrupt. It was quite a performance. It really, really was. And you just wonder, can she actually be that utterly inept? But it was appalling to watch.
And the King's Councils did not pull their punches.
No, they didn't. They landed plenty. I mean, yeah, the people who were asking the questions on behalf of the postmasters and postmistresses who had been wronged, and some of them imprisoned wrongly, they landed plenty of blows on her. But I mean, Venables just came across as utterly incompetent. And she was very quick to throw people underneath her in the team under the bus. So, yeah, I thought it was a pretty shameful appearance, really. And we've seen some really, truly inept leaders, in inverted commas, in the UK over the years. But that, the other day, will go down in history as how not to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that there is a perception that Britain is broken.
I think you're right, Pat. Yeah, it's going to take a long time to fix it. Look, where I live, I'm in Oxfordshire, outside Henley-on-Thames, in one of the wealthiest, most affluent parts of the United Kingdom. And the water company here is currently testing because people are getting sick. And that is happening because Thames Water have been pumping sewage untreated into various different waterways, including the River Thames here. I was at a barbecue on Saturday and a guy told me about his friend who was fixing a boat in the river, and he had a cut in his knee and it got infected. He ended up in hospital and the knee out like a balloon. And this is because of the untreated material that is being dumped into the waterways. I mean, you just, everywhere you look, there's 7 million people waiting for hospital treatment. 45,000 people a year getting into the UK on the boats from France. I mean, whoever is Prime Minister on July the 5th, whether it's Sunak staying on or Starmer coming in, they have a busy, busy in-tray, because you're right, Britain is broken.
So they can't even do the basics right, which is a major concern. Things that you might have taken for granted in previous generations, not to be taken for granted anymore.
Water is a fairly basic human right, Pat, but these water companies are making squillions in profits. Their shareholders are doing very, very well. They charge top whack. The water bill here is not cheap. And that's where we're at. You know, people coming down with cryptosporidium infections off the back of the drinking water being unfit to drink. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting election campaign.
Andrew Brady, TV presenter with TRT World News, thank you very much for joining us. Now, some breaking news. Two people have been arrested as part of the investigation into the fatal explosion at Creaslaw in 2022 in Donegal. 10 people died in that blast. It happened at a petrol station in Creaslaw in October of that year. Gardaí say they've detained a man and a woman, both in their 40s, for alleged offences contrary to the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. They're both being held at separate Gardaí stations in the county, and investigations are ongoing.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.